77 WABC.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
The great Peter Frampton inducted recently into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I love Peter Frampton. Is he celebrating today, Lewis?
74.
How about that? Great job by Lou Ruffino. I got this. I'm watching the Ranger game the other day, and they go to commercial. I didn't go to the game. I'm going to go to round two with Morgan and Tacopina. But they go to a commercial, and the commercial is Lou Delarmino. Him and his partner. I forgot his partner's name. The Staten Island law firm who did such a great job with Curtis and Tobacco and Lebedo, helping out the rebels. He just sent me this text. He said, as a white Catholic guy from Staten Island, I just wanted to say I'm so freaking proud of you. You stand up for what you believe in, my friend. He said, I've never seen vitriol and hate like this in my life. And the fact that it's hundreds of thousands throughout the country is heartbreaking. I have a hearing this morning, but if it ends early, I am coming to stand right beside you. God bless you, my friend. Stand right beside me as I announced this morning, and I've gotten tremendous support. I announced this morning I'll be on the corner of 116th and Broadway, right outside the Lowell Library, to support my brethren, my Jewish students. I couldn't think of a better day. The liberation of the Jews, Pesach, starts tonight, our first Seder. So I'm going out there today. If I have to punch somebody across the face, I'll do it. I'm being totally serious. I'll do it. I will punch one of these bastards right across the face. Hopefully it doesn't go that way. But I've got Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman. He's showing up now. Long Island Congressman Anthony D'Esposito. He's showing up now. Rockland County Congressman Mike Lawler. He's showing up now. And plenty of other folks, too, sending me messages. They all want to be there. So I saw Lee Zeldin online this weekend. Love Lee Zeldin, out of the great Shirley Long Island, Suffolk County. Great, great, great politician. Almost was the governor. And he was complaining about the current governor, Kathy Hochul, with this mess. And he's right. Hochul's to blame. So is Adams. Adams is in Miami today. Jewish students are being terrorized in his city. On Pesach, he's in Miami. With that said, here he is, my friend, the great Lee Zeldin. Lee, good morning, buddy. How are you?
You know, Sid, when you were reading that quote and you're talking about being so freaking proud of you as a sentiment that one person would have to another, in the context of what we're experiencing right now, we can't say that about the governor. We can't say that about these other elected officials who can actually do something about it. We can't say we're so freaking proud of you because they're not actually doing squat. They're not leading. Finally, Hochul yesterday, you know, put out a statement saying anti-Semitism is bad. It's like, okay, but you're the governor. Like, so what are you going to do about it?
Well, you could do what Eric Adams did. Eric Adams sent out a tweet and said, I'm horrified. I really can't stand it. But you have to understand, they're a private university. There's nothing I can do. Now, by the way, Yale is a private university. The cops are there in big numbers today. They've already given a warning. They're going to start arresting people soon. But in New York, whether it's been bail reform, where he blames it on Albany, whether it's been the illegal crisis, where he blames it on Joe Biden, whether it's been anti-Semitism on the campuses, where he blames that on private universities, all I've heard the mayor say is, I can't do anything about it. Then why did we elect you? Why did you take the job? Just go to Miami and stay there.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about laws that are getting broken. I mean, you just covered in your news segment before the break the story what happened in Yale, someone getting stabbed in the eye. I saw the video of the Jewish student who's being blocked from being able to get to class. This is beyond First Amendment protected speech. These are actions that are being taken as well. And if you have a a kid who you're paying tuition for at one of these schools, man, I would be sending a message to the presidents of these universities that if you don't deal with this, I'm pulling my kid out of class. I want a tuition refund. I think the power of the purse right now is something that needs to be executed, exercised in more places. We saw that after that House Education and Workforce Committee hearing a couple months ago that led to the removal of the president of UPenn and then eventually the president of Harvard and these alum who donate a fortune to these schools. They said, if this isn't dealt with, we're not going to donate anymore. Well, you know, maybe it's time for the alumni to step up at Columbia, the alumni to step up even more at Yale, and for whoever's paying the tuition for these students to start sending a message that those dollars are going to get pulled away. And by the way, that should be the least of it, because I think that there is a legal responsibility on the part of these schools to be leading and protecting the civil rights of their students where they're being targeted like this. I think this goes beyond just, you know, the threat, the possibility of having tuition removed. But, you know, there may very well need to be court cases brought against the schools to understand that there's liability for the way that they're mishandling this.
By the way, the Harvard former president and Pennsylvania former president are still getting paid. That's not okay with me. Nearly $1 million.
Right.
So we didn't really win that one. This one, Chuck Peek, she needs to go. You're 100% right. You know, I just had Steve Bannon on, and he said something funny because I go, Steve, you know what's ironic? A lot of these parents who send their kids to Columbia, they're rich New Yorkers, and they're liberals. They hate people like me. They hate me, Lee. But yet, when their kids are in trouble and they need to turn to somebody, who's going to be at the university today? Not a Democrat politician, Sid Rosenberg. How ironic is it? And a lot of these kids, mind you, maybe not a lot, but some of them, I guarantee you, marched in the summer of BLM, because Jewish students do that stuff all the time. So now all these Democrat-loving Jews, who runs to the rescue? A conservative radio host. How ironic is that?
Yeah, we saw this post October 7th. There were all these Jewish activists for years who were out there defending the rights of others. And when the Jews were attacked, all those people, all those different causes that they were out there marching for and putting their credibility on the line for, they were just left all by themselves, these Jewish activists, and realizing that these folks who they were fighting for weren't going to be there for them when it was their time in need. And by the way, I mean, if I was the governor today, I would be making it clear that the National Guard would be used if necessary to ensure safe passage for Jewish students to be able to get to class, to dorm without being harassed. I mean, this feels like flashbacks in a way to the civil rights movement decades ago, where black students and white students finally came together, but it was not without a lot of friction there for a while that required the government to step up and lead. And right now you have a governor who would just be posting a message. If it was the 60s, you know, Hochul would be sending out a message saying racism is bad. and then say, hey, I did my job. No, like that's the least of it. So no, we're not freaking proud of you.
No, not at all. This is Lee Zeldin, who, you know, people always say to me, well, what is Lee doing? I don't understand. The guy was a great politician out there on Long Island, great. And then he nearly won the gubernatorial race in a state where he's outnumbered 2.5-1. Shows you what a great campaign Lee Zeldin had. And then where is he now? I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm very, very close with Lee. We're very good friends. We don't talk every day. I don't ask him those types of questions. But here's what I say. And if you want me to stop saying it, I'll say it. I said, my gut tells me that he's waiting for Trump like Andrew Giuliani, because if Trump wins, Zeldin will have a job there. Should I stop saying that?
Listen, Sid, you could say whatever you want about any topics. That's one of the reasons why your listeners love you. I will tell you that I am not thinking about post-November 2024. I am thinking about how important it is for our country to get Donald Trump elected, how important it is to make sure that there's a a Republican House and Republican Senate to work with him to ensure that we're not dealing with the next three impeachments. But as far as what is next for me, I knew after the November 22 race that the next decision was very likely going to be after the November 2024 election. But I am not here as a candidate for anything. I'm not angling for anything. I will tell you, I am very focused and committed on helping great candidates, whether you're running for president, for Congress, for state legislature. I'll be active around the state. I've been active around the country. Last week, I represented President Trump in Michigan, just outside of Detroit. I was down in Fort Worth, Texas, doing the same. And I'm going to keep that up around the state and around the country. As far as what's next, that is something I'm not going to be thinking about until after we get past November's election.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6355. Or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Ah, fair enough. I believe you. So tell me about Trump. He's in court today opening statements. We may even see David Pecker take the stand today for the National Enquirer. They, like I said to Bannon moments ago, they got that jury done pretty quickly. Some thought it may take 3 weeks, a month. They got it done in 3 days. So opening arguments already today. The overwhelming majority of people seem to think a conviction is automatic. It is automatic. Then you get some that say, well, you never know. Hung jury, all you need is one juror to say no way. What does Lee Zeldin think about all this?
I mean, this thing is stacked against President Trump. Really, you know, best case scenario, I'd say, at almost every level. Worst case scenario, it's stacked against him completely. You have a left-wing prosecutor in Bragg. You have a left-wing judge who's a Biden-Harris donor with the judge. The judge's daughter actually makes money fundraising, working for a consulting company that fundraises off of this to help Adam Schiff raise money. It's a Manhattan jury pool. And you know, you bring up a good point. Is there a possibility that there's a hung juror, that maybe there's a juror or two or more who will see through all of this? That would be great. But I think it's also important to prepare for the worst, because that's how this whole thing has been rigged. And it's with regards to multiple cases in multiple jurisdictions. They want President Trump locked up for 1,000 years. They want him to be bankrupted.
Yep.
And they want to remove him from the ballot. Some states have pursued this as well. And then they want to lecture the rest of us about attacks on democracy. Give me a break. There's no bigger attack on democracy than Joe Biden and the left actually removing their opponent from the ballot so Americans can even choose for themselves who they want to pick as the next president. So this whole thing, multiple jurisdictions, all sorts of cases, it's really like a shock and awe mass lawfare effort to try to win, not at a ballot box, but try to win by abusing the court system. And in this case, Alvin Bragg campaigned on going after Trump. He had no idea what the charge would even be. Tish James campaigned on taking down Trump, had no idea what the charge was going to be. And in this particular case, there's a lot of head scratching that's going on as to what exactly the underlying charge is here. The stretch of an imagination by Bragg to even charge this as a felony is a bit unprecedented and ridiculous.
I think
a lot of Americans see this as a political prosecution, even if they're not a Trump supporter.
I hope so. We're going to find out on November 5th. Final 60 seconds. Lee, it's been a tremendous appearance. Lee Zeldin, proud Jew. You're a very proud Jew. I love that about you. Great congressman. You fought for this country. You continue to show up at every big, army event. I know you had a buddy call me from South Carolina with you last month who listens to the show that served with you. But you're a proud Jew. If I would have said to you 5 years ago that there would be a day where Jewish people would be scared in New York, scared, you would have said what?
Well, listen, I went kindergarten through 12th grade, college, law school, 4 years of active duty. I never once encountered anti-Semitism. I didn't have anyone else in my life who had encountered anti-Semitism. And now my daughters are graduating high school to this very different reality that we have right now in 2024. It is shocking. It is stunning. It's sickening. And it's very much going in the wrong direction. I can't even, we can't have a conversation about how the worst has passed us. That the craziest part is how we know that the worst part of this is still ahead of us, because it's worse today than it was on Friday. And we really need the elected officials who are in government to actually be stepping up with more than a tweet, with more than just saying anti-Semitism is bad, and give us a situation where we're able to say that it applies to elected officials in office. We're so freaking proud of you, which unfortunately right now we can't.
Lee Zeldin, great job as always, buddy. Stay safe, keep talking, and I'll see you very, very soon, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Sid.
My man, Lee Zeldin, another great job right here on Sid and Friends in the Morning.